Greetings from the Atlantic. This is Maggie Burr broadcasting from Argo on the fall 2012 trip. Today is the 13th of November, and we've hit the 60th day of program, meaning we're two-thirds of the way through. Our coordinates are 26 degrees, 16 minutes north, and 17 degrees, 54 minutes west, approximately 100 miles south of the Canary Islands, and we've barely made a dent in our passage to Dominica. The excited crew in the Argo set sail yesterday at around 4 p.m. Prior, the group spent the day making final preparations, stocking up on snacks, and calling home. 14 to 18 days is a long time to spend away from land, but I think we're ready for it. After delicious lunch of carrot soup, which, yes, Mom, I ate, prepared by Chris, Lily, and Carl, and a marine bio class, it is time to go. Once we got out of the port and raised the sails, you could feel the excitement in the group. This passage is what we've been talking about for the past 60 days, and it's finally here. Fortunately for us, the winds are cooperating very nicely. We completed the engines off, and we're cruising along at 8 knots for the majority of the night. Had the 4-day watch, and we were treated to a breathtaking sunrise with absolutely no land in sight. It's a weird feeling that knowing that we won't see or set foot on land for quite some time. Although it's strange, it's calming, and there's no better feeling in the world. On a completely different note, the men of Argo are all sporting dashing facial hair. And by facial hair, I mean ridiculously looking mustaches. While they are all giving it their best efforts, honorable mentions go to Eric Duncan, Keith Dupuy, Dave Davis, and our fearless captain, Sam Butlerhawk. Make sure to check out the Team Argo Movember page and donate. Super Maggie signing out.